The Paying Guests, written by Sarah Waters.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
Part 1. Chapter 1. The barbers had said they would arrive by 3. It was like waiting to begin a journey, Frances thought. She and her mother had spent the morning watching the clock, unable to relax. At 2:30, she'd gone wistfully over the rooms for what she'd supposed was the final time. After that, there had been a nerving up, giving way to a steady deflation, and now, at almost 5, here she was again, listening to the echo of her own footsteps, feeling no sort of fondness for the sparsely furnished spaces, impatient simply for the couple to arrive, move in, get it over with. She stood at a window in the largest of the rooms, the room which, until recently, had been her mother's bedroom, but was now to be the barber's sitting room, and stared out at the street. The afternoon was bright but powdery. Flurries of wind sent up puffs of dust from the pavement and the road. The grand houses opposite had a Sunday blankness to them, but then they had that every day of the week. Around the corner there was a large hotel, and motor cars and taxicabs occasionally came this way to and from it. Sometimes people strolled up here as if to take the air. But Champion Hill, on the whole, kept itself to itself. The gardens were large. The trees, leafy. You would never...